daughter get a change of clothes in a tall. Our guest will be here soon. There he is. Oh, you poor thing. Is there anything I can do to help you? Why, certainly. I wouldn't want you to stay out in this weather too long. Please, come in. I saw you on the path leading up, so I sent my servant to fetch some dry clothes and some towels for you. Indeed, I'm quite fond of these flowers, and I wouldn't want you to ruin them with the damp you've brought in. Here's my servant. They'll lead you to a place where you can change. In the meantime, I was going to take a meal in my sitting room, if you'd care to join me. Excellent. Well, I'll leave you to it. Well, he's not what I expected. Prepare a meal for two to be sent to the sitting room and have a fire ready for us. There you are. And I must say, you strike quite a dashing figure in those clothes. You flatterer. Oh, those? They were my husband's. But he never looked half as good as you do in those. I'm glad that they fit you so well. Sorry, what was that? My mind was elsewhere. Was married. No apologies needed. I've dealt with my grief from the event the best I could. But I guess it is a good thing for your sake that I never had the heart to get rid of those. Where are my manners? Have a seat and help yourself to this fine fare. Oh, you seem to have me at a disadvantage, sir. You seem to know my name, yet I do not know yours. May I have the pleasure of your acquaintance? Well, I'm very pleased to meet you. Well, I did have plans to visit a friend of mine, but then the storm swept down and I did not want to go out in this dreadful weather. You actually caught me just as I was going to retire for the evening before you decided to grace my humble home with your presence. Oh, do not worry at all. You're not imposing. In fact, I relish the fact I have a nice, handsome, young gentleman to socialize with this evening. Let a woman have some secrets. Looks can be deceiving. Would you care for some wine? I've been saving this bottle for a special occasion, and this seemed as good as one to open it for. Wonderful. To new acquaintances. Now, so far you have been asking all the questions, but I wish to know more of you. Why are you traveling so far out here in the country? Work? Well, now I'm intrigued. What type of work do you do? I don't believe I could even begin to guess with what you are wearing. Ooh, an investigator? How exciting! What are you investigating? Not even a hint? A little hint? I promise not to tell. While I may seem like a gossip, I'm quite good at keeping secrets. I see how it is. But mark my words, I'm an expert at getting what I want. Men always tell me what's on their mind eventually. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. My husband actually wanted to be an investigator when he was younger. Yes, it was all he could think of. But due to the nature of his birth, he had to follow in the steps of his father. I agree with you on that point. Far less dangerous being an heir than an investigator. Though, investigators do have the advantage of being an attractive profession. I agree. The danger is part of the allure, as well as the attraction of getting sweaty and worked up while working a case. Oh dear, I'm all flustered talking about it. Maybe change topics for my sake. Oh, no, I don't mind you asking. I will admit, at my request, I was not given the full details of his death. He had been out for a walk in the woods behind our home. He had asked me to join him, but I declined. There are stories from the locals about those woods. Stories to scare children and make your skin crawl. While I think most of them are superstitious, tripe, pardon my language, I was still too apprehensive about going. It was getting late before I started to get worried. And when it started to get dark, I sent a couple of my servants to find him. And they did. No, I'm fine. But yes, they found his body. The constabulary concluded that it was most likely wolves or some other type of wild animal. I was surprised too. But apparently, they were wandered down here if desperate enough. The constables found some evidence that was not totally consistent of a wolf attack. I'm not sure. Like I said, I requested to leave some of the more gruesome details with her from me. Would you care for some more wine? As you wish. Oh, you know, the typical type of stories the yokels tell one another. There were stories about spirits, fairies, and some different monsters. You seem very interested in this, sir. Don't tell me you believe in this sort of nonsense. Nature of the job? I can respect that. Is it also the nature of your job to have wandering eyes? You're fine, dear. Your eyes don't leer like so many others, but rather admire, as if you are considering a piece of art. You sew a tongued devil. You have a talent for making a woman blush. As much as I would love to hear you wax poetic about my humble appearance, you wished to hear more about the local legends? Let's see. There were various iterations of bogeyman. Werewolves seemed to be a popular topic as well. There weren't any unique local tales I can remember. Oh, and vampires. Oh my, you brightened up at that. Are you a fan of vampire mythos? Personally, I find their stories horribly overwrought and far too dramatic to enjoy. Why do you find that surprising? Charade. I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. I was quite enjoying our little game. Are you sure you're tired of it, Keeper? Oh, that caught you off guard. I saw your fancy little tattoos while you were drenched through on my doorstep. Yes, I know what you are, and I know what you're here for. Don't look so defensive. If I wanted you dead, your body would be cooling on my floor by now. I don't doubt you could put up a struggle. But I am beyond you. You think me for a fool? I fought your type before, Hansen. Full of bravado and machismo. They weren't much of a challenge. I didn't have a hair out of place when all was said and done. You keepers, it used to be much more of a challenge when you called yourselves storytellers. Yes, I know even that. Though I personally think that name is a touch too fusty and self-important. I much prefer to call you what you are. Kind, docile, weak little livestock for us to feed on. And oh, how I absolutely relish in those feasts. I'm aware of your exploits. Wiped out this Callow family in its entirety. Good riddance. A bloated and complacent family who is content to live side by side with our prey. You have my gratitude. I have planned to do the same, you know. Starting with the fringe branches of the family tree. The black sheep. Starting with my dear, dear husband. I think this is the first time you haven't seemed surprised by my words. Fair enough. I wasn't exactly subtle, was I? The reason why I haven't killed you yet is because you interest me. Like I said, I know how you work, and I know you always have a partner. Where are they? Silence. Since you've got me on a ramble already, I might as well continue. Your partner isn't here because you killed him, didn't you? I have eyes in these woods. I saw what happened. Slit her pretty little throat without a second thought, and watched her as she faded from this mortal coil. Oh my, so cold. They deserved to die. Why? I knew I liked you. I love that ambition. Now how do you plan to take the next step for your kind? You seem to have thought of everything, except for one. What's in it for me? You seem to forget I hold all the cards here. I know what those runes on your body protect against, and a steady, heavy pressure is not one of them. I know you can feel that exquisite feeling on your throat. Convince me. Make me want to help you in your endeavor. Speak quickly while you can. Wow. For once, I'm at a loss for words. I think that this is exactly what I needed to hear to let you go. You're welcome, darling. Do you know what is required in order for me to share my power with you? That's correct. Acceptance. You laying bare to me your soul and body with a carnal consummation of passion, and the new powers will take hold in your body. I know your body is ready for it. I've been pushing and plucking at those easily manipulated strings all evening. This dress fits me so well. It hugs all my curves in all the right ways, and it's cut so low, showing off my delicate porcelain skin. You're finally starting to feel my other influences on your body. That's right. You won't hear about this power in your sacred texts. I've been plying at your emotions, your inhibitions, your desires since you came to my domain. Oh no. These ideas, these ambitions, they're all your own. I just nudged them to the surface and slowly started a fire in you before they boiled over. Yes, this was all your idea, and you're free to put a stop to this at any time you desire. Just know that I'll need to wipe your memories. Like I said earlier, a woman has to have her secrets. Damn, you taste good. Taking all my restraint not to take you and feast on you. I want more. Lay down and hold still. These clones are in the way. These claws are so useful. No touching. This is for my pleasure right now. I would kiss your neck right now, but we can save that for later. So I will start with your gorgeous chest. Do you like the heat of my mouth? How each touch it leaves lingers. Suffusing your body with heat. Beg for it. Oh, you can do better than that, given to your lust. Oh. for me? Yes. I love your little sounds. Oh, you squirm. Whip. Gasp. And twitch. That wine is lovely, but you need to wait. Your cock will be able to spill its seed soon enough. Now stay laying down as I get out of this dress. Oh, no, I'm quite attached to this. It would break my heart to damage it in any way. You've already seen a hint of my neck and cleavage. So let me get this necklace out of the way and you can get a better peek. Yes, I agree. This necklace is quite fetching. I like how it matches my eyes. The look in your eyes, it drives me crazy as you trick me in. Do you like this expanse of skin sloping from my neck down my breasts? Yeah. Let me squeeze them together. I can see I'm driving you wild. I love the way my tits feel. I love to touch them during late night indulgences. Yes. I do enjoy the feel of my body, and that amazing release of sexual tension. Most men I want to bed would break if I were to get a hold of them. Good thing I know you can take it. Would you like a better look at my breasts? To see my chest laid bare. Let your eyes feast on me. Feel your mind fall deeper into my control as we become closer to becoming one. Do you see what your gaze does to me? See how my nipples stiffen and harden in excitement? I love the sensation of my hands running over my body. Racing like lions, leaving electric waves of pleasure in their wake. Oh, you're being so good for me. As I tease you, as I know how your body is screaming and squirming in absolute pleasure and ecstasy, desperate to touch yourself, but you can't. You can feel the beginning of my control over you, as you cannot move your hands anymore, and you wanted this. to give in, to submit completely. Watch as my hands run across my stomach, slowly easing down the rest of my dress, down so you can see the top of my hips. And now you can see how aroused I am. My sex aching and dripping for your cock. I've been enjoying tormenting you so much, and it's only going to continue. Let me settle down on top. I can see how much you wish to thrust into me. Not yet. Can you feel the heat of my arousal? I'm just going to let my pussy grind on the outside of your shaft as it presses down against your stomach. And rock my hips back and forth. You know what I need? I need a teaser of what's to come. I'm gonna make a cut. A small little cut on your chest, okay? Oh. That color makes me so hot. Every time. I'm just going to Oh, you taste divine. I knew you were something special. I can't take this teasing anymore. I need you inside me. I'll let you have some control over your body as we become one. Oh yes. You feel amazing inside me. Oh my God. Oh, I know it's hard to keep focus with you exploring my depths. But you can't let yourself slip. Oh, I know you're strong enough to be able to resist my influence. Pulsing into you with every thrust of your hips, trying to wipe away your sense of self. But that animalistic plastic desire in your eyes tells me you can resist. Oh, 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 I give in to that self, that raw primal passion. Fuck me hard. Feel my cunt tight around your fucking hard cock. See my breasts bounce up and down just out of your reach. Oh, oh, I need more of your blood. Give me your fingers. Ready? I can feel it driving its way to the surface, ready to release the empty your seat inside me. Oh, I'm close to, and when we release together, I will begin my end of the bargain. Ready? Yes, now your neck is mine. It will take some time to recover, so I will send for my servants to take care of you in the meantime. I look forward to your endeavors. Make sure to do me proud. For this.